Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Hope your Thursday is going beautifully. John Lopez, Reginald Atitula, and Figgy Fig hanging out with you.
It is going beautifully. Thank you very much.
I'm very glad to hear that. Yeah. Very glad to hear that.
Figgy, how about you?
It's going great, man.
Beautifully.
I'm not going to lie. And I will apologize now because I feel like it might have happened once or twice. If you hear me coughing, one of them days, ladies and gentlemen, one of them days, as I pop a Power Mint in
there
my mouth.
It's funny. One of these promos, are you coughing in one of the promos we had?
Am I?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
It's a Jake Myers promo. It sounded like you was coughing in the background.
So that was a couple days ago. I might have been coughing. Yeah. I might have been coughing.
I might have to investigate and see.
Yeah. Okay, yes, do the investigation. But I plead not guilty.
Yeah.
But how about this? Speaking of something I am guilty of, is every time we start talking about the offense, what do I make sure to use as a disclaimer here, Lopez?
What is your disclaimer?
My disclaimer is, but I don't know what this offense actually is going to look like, right? I think that there's...
No one does. We can guess.
Right.
We can speculate.
And so let's do a little bit of speculation because I was trying to think and dig a little deeper on this because, you know, at some point I do need to, you know, suss out and feel out what it could be. And of course, we can just wait and see what it looks like, but we can try and give ourselves a little bit of a feel of what that offense could be. All right, so Nick Haley coming in. Obviously, we've talked about his couple of influences, right? There is the last few years that he's played in, or rather played. He's been a coach under Sean McVay in Los Angeles. And Sean McVay's offense is an offshoot of kind of a West Coast type offense. Like that you have a lot of those principles within what's happening there. And then you go to his time that he worked under McDaniel there in New England.
Yeah.
Under what is, and I always forget what the damn name of this offense is. And so, of course, I think it's Earnhardt Perkins offense. But, I mean, we can just, for our purposes, call it, you know, really more of just the New England offense.
Yeah,
right?
I'm about to say, I never even heard that one. Call it the Patriots way.
Yeah, right. And, of course, with Josh McDaniel, like they found, you know, various ways of playing this differently, right? And so with those offenses, to my understanding, and I probably should have gotten John Harris on the phone, like just for his baseball mind, but there you go. Yeah. Like that is the football experience that you get from John Harris. But like, you know, the West Coast offense is gonna be a lot more kind of shorter passing situations, get the ball out quickly, and those types of things compared to what the New England Patriots have done, at least passing-wise. I haven't even talked about the rushing game, but passing-wise is what I've been thinking on. And if you kind of think about what the Patriots do or what the Patriots have done, it's a lot more intensive on the quarterback. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more kind of option routes, things that require your wide receivers to be on point with reading the defense and, you know, obviously your quarterback to be an orchestrator of what's happening here. Mm-hmm. And I think both of these come with a certain level of pro and con, with this. So I kind of wanted to examine which one, if it is indeed one or both, or like it leans more to one rather than the
mm-hmm.
other,
mm-hmm.
which of those would be more preferable? Like the West Coast offense, where I think that would benefit the likes of Christian Kirk.
Yeah.
Benefit the likes of Jalen Knoll. I mean, obviously, even Nico Collins, we've seen how when he gets the ball in flat spaces, in short spaces, he has the athleticism, the burst to be able to find
mm-hmm.
find room and make explosive plays. I do also, though, wonder, does that also help the offensive line getting the ball out quickly? But does that also limit what you're doing offensively? Does that then kind of, is that a little bit, can it be a little predictable? Is it something that's limiting versus what New England does where,
yeah.
It does feel like it fits some of the descriptions that have been had, like C.J. Stroud getting up there and saying, I'm going to have more control of this mm-hmm. offense. That sounds somewhat like Tom Brady controlling that offense, right? Is it going to be in the game plan nature of it, the versatility? That sounds like Josh McDaniels mm-hmm. running that offense. But at the same time, that's going to require Nick Caley to be on his game when it comes to really finding the right game plan per time compared to Josh McDaniels, who has a lot of experience. It's going to require wide receivers. When you're looking at having probably two rookie wide receivers impact your offense very, very frequently and in a big way, having to be very attuned to what defenses are doing and how to run off of them. And then also, I think that's going to require C.J. Stroud. Like, I think we believe C.J. Stroud to be a very smart guy, a very capable guy of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But how much would be too much of putting responsibility on him? I think those are the ways that I view both of those. Is there one that is more appealing to you?
Well, as soon as you brought this up, you know, that we wanted to talk about this, I started thinking it can kind of be both, and I think it will be pieces of both. And the biggest reason is Nick Caley's biggest influence, I feel, with the Patriots way, and I know we all kind of cringe, you know, when we hear that, but, you know, the Patriots style of offense, I think it's going to be more prevalent in the run game. I really do. And I've said this, and I don't mean it as an insult. His history, his background is not a lot of passing game, you know, creativity as a passing game, you know, sort of coach, play caller.
I know you've said that before, but it just kind of seems wild considering that his position in L.A. was the pass game coordinator.
Yeah, but there are a lot of reasons that you can get that title and not necessarily – like Sean McVay ran the passing game.
Certainly.
I mean, there.
I don't think anybody would say that.
No one would argue that, right?
Yeah.
But I think what he did is, as passing game coordinator, was be involved, you know, maybe in some of that. But I keep going back to this. He came in and they kept Gerard Johnson as the quarterback's coach.
Okay.
And that is a guy. That's why I think it can be a combo, kind of a combo platter of the two things. He knows the run game. He knows blocking schemes as a tight ends coach. He knows the offensive line. He kept Cole Popovich, you know, who also has that New England background,
right?
You know, in terms of the run game. When it comes to the passing game, make no mistake, it's his offense. He's going to call the plays, but I think he's going to lean heavily on what do you think, you know, what do you want to do, C.J. Stroud? What do you think, Gerard Johnson? How can we implement that in our offense? But I think ultimately, what it's going to come down to in the passing game. Is I don't think there's any question that C.J. Stroud probably wants to have a bigger say in things. That doesn't mean he has to be Tom Brady. You know, how many Tom Bradys are there?
And that and that's the thing that I tend to agree with you, right?
Yeah.
You mentioned Cole Popovich and his influence being there, again,
mm-hmm.
Largely in what New England has done. I think I lean so heavily on C.J. Stroud saying with great confidence in that presser that he had an opportunity to talk to the assembled media that he was going to put his thumb on this offense. That also feels like being able to step up to the line and, you know, kind of dictate what's happening, have power, which, again, feels a lot like that New England offense. Also, another thing I was thinking about is, again, with the West Coast offense, I don't typically think nearly as much about attacking downfield,
mm-hmm.
which I think, you will have more opportunities to.
And you have to with your receivers.
Right, and mm-hmm. I think that's something that CJ wants, and I think that's something that you want to be able to do with these receivers. And it also, again, pointing to what this 8-3-2 texter points out, whichever offense turns CJ into the point guard that he is, and I think
That's what he wants.
That's where I'm starting to lean more mm-hmm. towards mm-hmm. that it kind of looks. And, of course, there's going to be a mashup in there, but that brings me back to the questions that I have there, mm-hmm. which is how comfortable are you then if that's a situation with more responsibility on your wide receivers? Also, like, there's a graduation there.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite the possibility that not only does the quarterback have more responsibility, the wide receivers do in – analyzing what's happening and making the right decision,
yeah.
and whatever communication happens within those places, that opens up more opportunities for breakdown of communication. So that's going to require even more of a step up between CJ and the guys that are in that room to be on their P's and Q's. And that's a wide receiver room that, if we're being completely honest, of the guys that I think we all feel comfortable knowing are going to be greatly involved, there's one of those guys that's played before with CJ.
Yeah, yeah.
Nico Collins.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think, you know, you can be in a place where you don't have to be Tom Brady, but you still have control at the line of scrimmage. And I think what he really wants control of is not just like being on the same page with the wide receivers and giving them the Aaron Rodgers wink and both of them know, you know, exactly what to do. I think it's as much as just protection, calling out protections, making sure you have confidence to be able to do that. And you have not deliberate, predetermined options. Like, he wants to be able to say, I want to throw the ball here, so I'm going to change the play.
Sure.
You know?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And I do think that is something that would be in tow if it's like leans primarily to what New England has done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just keep looking at that. But the one thing that I keep coming back to as well, if you are going there, and I mean, this is something that we kind of have had with the phrase game plan offense, is I think that you're going, it becomes more variable, at least in the way that Josh McDaniels has done it. And maybe it just looks differently. But that, again, leans even more heavily upon a first-time play caller to have the right decisions in a lot of these circumstances. And yes, you have C.J. Stroud as a backdrop, as Bobby Slowick talked about last year, to make his answers right. You know, so sometimes get up to the line, and if what was called is not right, be able to audible, be able to move things around to a play that you know has a chance of success. But again, C.J. Stroud is also still a third-year player. And again, I'm not trying to cast any aspersions to his ability to do this. I think that my offensive philosophy this whole offseason was, man, I would love to mitigate some of the question marks. Mm-hmm. And it feels like when it comes to the way that they handle the offensive line, and now if I am indeed right in this kind of exercise that we're doing, that you go more towards the New England way, there's more question marks on how that offense functions to maximum efficiency, especially when you talk about, as we were talking about, starting off with the Rams, playing a lot of these high leverage teams in the AFC on the road, like those types of things. Those are things that kind of get me thinking a lot, and maybe not finding resolutions or answers that I love in those moments.
I frankly trust C.J. Stroud.
That's where it falls out. I'm just going to trust C.J. Stroud.
I mean, if you're going to have a franchise quarterback, and you say it's only his third year, which is accurate, but I'm like, it's his third year. like there's two ways to look at that. It's his third year. I get, you know, I understand, you know, it's his second offensive coordinator and all that.
First in a new system. It's operating at its top, is an advanced one.
If he's a franchise quarterback, he's thrown for 4,000 yards in this league already. He wants this. You know, you have to believe in C.J. Stroud making the right calls here. You have to do it. I mean, that's the whole idea of drafting him.
Yeah, you know? I think that's fair. And 832, great point also being brought in, talking about, you know, Christian Kirk running option routes and being utilized as a weapon. And that's the place where, I mean, I feel great about Nico Collins making those decisions. I feel pretty damn good about Christian Kirk making those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I stop and I go, I don't think I feel bad about the rookies coming in, but it's also maybe unfair to ask them to immediately be great at that. So all of these things are things that are bouncing around mm-hmm. in my head. And look, any new offense is going to come with its challenges. I'm not here operating in a place where I'm asking them to come in with something that's going to work perfectly right from jump. That's an unfair expectation.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking on what is most likely and what are the challenges that might be there in those instances. And on top of the idea that New England loves using them tight ends, don't they?
That and as well.
We've talked about how that's mm-hmm. going to be an issue probably no matter what offensive system you get, that you don't have a very well-rounded tight end to factor in the way that that goes. And that's another place where Nick Caley is going to have to be innovative and creative on top of the every week game planning or whatever the you know what you're doing is also how are you going to be creative in using these tight ends in a way that's not going to mirror the ways that tight ends were used up there in New England.
No, that's absolutely true. But, you know, it doesn't have to be the extreme one direction or the other. And I think maybe that's where a lot of people might have worry in terms of C.J. Stroud. Oh, my gosh, you know, he, as you mentioned, third-year player has a lot to put on him. That's fair. But he's not going to be Peyton Manning out there, you know, calling sure. the entire game. All he wants is to have a little more control where he had none last year. There are stories of him coming off the field and just like, I wanted to do this, but this was my only other option. And, you know, it doesn't have to be Peyton Manning. There is a sweet spot in there, you know?
No, and I agree to that. Yeah. And I want to make this more clear because I don't think I was. When I talk about him being a third-year player, and I know somebody's pointing to the idea that Clint has said, hey, man, third year, you should know these things. Yeah. It's not necessarily about can he handle
it it's a lot.
In a vacuum. Yeah. It's can he also be so good that he helps mitigate the things that a first-year play caller might Absolutely. Also have issues with. Because it works a little different if you have an experience. Like, you have Matt Stafford as your quarterback doing whatever you're doing, and then you have Nick Caley where you go, all right, Nick Caley coming in things, but wherever he misses, I feel confident about this veteran quarterback exactly. over here maybe picking up the slack. I don't know that I can say that, especially as C.J. Stroud is also picking up whatever offense this is. Mm-hmm. And those are the things that I'm talking about are – little, you know, points of potential failure, sure. I guess, is the way that I'm thinking about it.
No, these are all questions that we're gonna be watching and wondering about and worrying about in some cases. What I believe is ultimately the case is if they're going to have a good – if Nick Caley is going to be a good offensive coordinator, he's going to manage the run game to a much better degree than it was in the past, not just Joe Mixon creating his own things. And he's going to trust C.J. Stroud enough that he can make an adjustment on the field from the play that was called. That is not, I don't think that's asking too much. You know, you don't have to be, like I said, you don't have to be an offensive coordinator out there. Just we trust you to make the right decision and change the play if you need to.
Yeah. And so I think you're right. Also, I was talking with John Harris a little bit about it to pick his football mind, and he kind of goes, lean towards that New England, but also still have some of these West Coast principles that
would
benefit.
Yeah, combo.
And I mean, of course, I don't think there are any like pure. This is a pure West Coast system in the year 2025. I think that we have had so much intermingling of all these things that you can talk about the very basis and then you find principles that go all the way around. Just trying to ponder on what that could look like and what some of those other portions of it, the unintended consequences of some sorts that could come along with whatever decision is made with Nick Caley coming in.
Yeah, I think the good thing about this is he's been around. So he's been in different offenses. So he could take some of everything and just put it into and make it what they say the Texans offense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's probably right to just lean on the idea of got to trust C.J. Stroud, the intelligence that he brings, the athleticism that he brings, and trust that it comes together pretty quickly. I think that's the other thing that I think about. If Nick Caley is here for multiple years, though, I do love the New England side as opposed to like more of a West Coast-based side when you talk about year over year, like into that second year, then that's something. But, I mean, you can't think that far ahead. It's got to be what can you do in the 2025 season and how can you push towards a Super Bowl. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's time for us to do our lunchtime confessions, which are brought to you by the Men's Clinic, and we will do those next.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.